Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Joyce. I got my credit card bill yesterday, and I have a bill from you guys for $56.95, and I have no idea what this is.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
Yes, it's 62521.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, my name is Eileen. That's I-L-E-N-E. McQuality is M-C, capital Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y.
All righty, give me 1 second.
Okay,
Ms. Eileen,
thank you.
While I locate that account associated with
okay,
you, okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
For security purposes, could you please verify that address?
2523 South Nantucket Drive.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. I'm waiting on my system to actually load it up. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
And Ms. Eileen, I do see that you've recently called in and you have been canceled out of this account. You have been canceled from here. You
canceled?
Called, yes, ma'am. You called in on the 22nd, and they completely canceled you.
Well, then
so that
why
cancellation took effect immediately. That, what were you billed?
$56.95.
Okay, let me see. When did they bill you? They actually billed you on the 7th. That was when they billed you the $56.95.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. But you called in on the 22nd, and whomever you spoke with, they canceled you from the account. So you can't be billed anything further. You're completely canceled. That cancellation took effect immediately.
Okay. So then I probably need to call my credit card.
Well, what I can do, I could actually give you issue you a refund, but I could only offer you a 35% refund on that charge that you were billed, ma'am. Now, I can refund you $19.93 of that charge that you were billed.
No, I'll call the credit card company.
Well, I would hate for you to do that. Could I offer you a 50% refund on that charge you were billed? It would be
nope.
A refund of $28.48.
Nope. You can refund me the full amount or I'll call the credit card.
Well, the only reason it was deemed a valid charge, since it was not canceled because it was actually in a trial period. Now, the most that the system would generate would be a 75% refund on that amount you would bill, and that refund would be $42.71.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am.
Does this have anything to do with Power Save?
Power Save?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the merchant name that it was billed under?
Mm-hmm.
That's a merchant's name that it was billed under. I do see what you actually were in a trial period for was actually a skincare product. Am I correct?
No.
What was it? Let me see. Okay.
I have no idea what is even.
Give me 1 second and I will be able to locate what you actually
All right.
billed for. Ultra Bar. Give me 1 second on that, ma'am, and I need to see exactly what you were billed for.
Okay.
Did you receive anything that was shipped out to you?
No.
Okay. Well, let me go back in here and see what this order was that you... Was it ever shipped to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. give me 1 second, ma'am, and I'm trying to locate exactly what they billed you for.
Okay.
It says Ultra Bar, and I'm trying to figure out what the Ultra Bar is. Give me a second because my system is actually loading this up, and because I need to actually tell you what you were being billed for, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Oh, okay. I do see what this item you were billed for. Do you ever remember paying shipping and handling you received? This item was actually a power saver.
Yes, that's what
yes,
I asked. That was March the 7th.
You actually paid the shipping and handling to receive this power saver. And what it was, that power saver was actually a welcoming gift to joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And what you were billed was a membership fee for being part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. That's what you were being billed for because you agreed to be enrolled as a member of the Power Saving Direct Store. Of that Factory Direct Savings Store, once you accepted the terms and conditions and paid the $7.95 shipping and handling to receive that item, it was actually a welcoming gift to join the Factory Direct Savings Store. Excuse me. So that's what you were being billed for. In the system, they deemed them as valid charges, and as I said, the system will only generate up to a 75% refund on that charge.
Okay, now I'll tell you right now, I think this is a scam. I honestly do. Because there was a survey, I have never done this before, and I will never do it again. There was a survey that you answer, and then it said you could pick one of four items. All you paid was the $7.95, the shipping. That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
This was for answering the survey.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Then that was March the 7th, or March the 3rd, I'm sorry. March the 7th, then there was a separate bill charge to my credit card, $56.95.
Which was
and
actually
I have
the
dealt
membership
with the,
fee.
I have dealt with the credit card and filled out papers, a dispute, whatever. Now, April 7th, exactly a month later, I get a charge for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. You will be billed that membership fee until they had counseled you in there. Now, did you ever go through with the dispute that you filed with your credit card company?
Yes, I have filled down all the paperwork and sent it in.
Okay. As long as you have filed that dispute, and I can see why, that then we can issue you a refund because you have already gone through with your credit card company and filed a dispute. Until that dispute is settled or the credit card company calls us and informs us that you have canceled the dispute, then we're unable to actually issue you a refund through our company.
But see why I think it's a scam? I mean, it is a scam. That's just, you know, whether I like that product or not.
Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't deal with your company for anything because of the shady stuff you're pulling. Not you personally, but the company. And, you know, I will call the credit card company again this month on this one. I will call until doomsday because that is not right. I don't want any charges to my credit card bill from that company. I don't want anything to do with the company, no membership, no nothing.
I do understand that.
So, can you take care of that?
As I stated, once you had already gone through to your credit card company, unless we receive something from them that you have actually dropped a dispute or the dispute has been settled, then we're unable to issue a refund to you. Now, once they discharge the dispute that you have filed, then we can refund it back to you. But once you have already gone through to actually file a dispute with that credit card company, then we can't issue you any kind of refund.
Okay, I understand, because the credit card company is handling it.
Right, and we can't issue you. If they're handling it, then we can't issue you a refund.
That's fine. I'll go through the credit card.
All right.
And like I say, I'm not trying to be mean to you at all, but there is no one that can ever convince me this is anything but a scam.
Well, I do understand that, ma'am.
You know, I don't appreciate the all the problems. I got too much to deal with. My husband just died. I had cancer. I have radiation treatments, everything all at once, and then I get messed up with this.
And I do apologize for that.
It's
yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that.
Okay, I will call the credit card company. Thank you so much, Joyce.
You're more than welcome, and you do have a great day. And thank you for calling customer service. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.